And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 14th of November, 2013. It was on this day, 1832, the world's first streetcar named the John Mason began operation in New York City, running between Prince Street and 14th Street in Lower Manhattan. Built by John Stevenson, who was 23, and who modeled it on a railway car, but set it lower so the floor was in between the wheels, making it easier to climb aboard. The driver sat up front on an open platform, controlled the horses, had a brake handle to stop the streetcar. The conductor sat in back, collected the money, and rang a bell to signal when to stop, when to go. By 1870, New Yorkers made 100 million trips a year in horse-drawn streetcars, and by 1880 there were at least 150,000 horses in the city, each horse producing about 22 pounds of manure a day, and the city absolutely stank. But the subway came in, and the automobile, and in 1917, horse-drawn streetcars ceased to operate in New York City. It was on this day, 1851, Harper and Brothers published Moby Dick by Herman Melville, about Captain Ahab, obsessed with hunting down the great white sperm whale that took his leg. The book had been published first in Great Britain, and the British publisher accidentally left out the ending of the book, the epilogue, which meant there was no explanation of how the narrator, Ishmael, lived to tell the tale. It seemed like he died in the end with everyone else on the ship. So the reviews from Britain were harsh, at a time when Americans tended to defer to British critical opinion. A lot of American newspaper editors reprinted reviews from Britain. Melville was counting on Moby Dick to bring in enough money to pay off his debts, but the book flopped partly because of those harsh British reviews, and Melville never fully recovered from the disappointment. And it's the birthday of Astrid Lindgren, born near Vimmerby, Sweden, 1907, who wrote about Pippi Longstocking, 9-year-old girl, no parents, lives in a red house at the edge of a Swedish village with her horse and her pet monkey, Mr. Nilsson. She has red pigtails, she wears one black stocking and one brown, and she eats whole chocolate cakes and sleeps with her feet on the pillow, and she's the strongest girl in the world. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled Mockingbird. I remember when I was a child, I had a pair of canaries in a cage in my bedroom. I had the idea that I would raise and sell canaries. I asked one of my sisters if she remembered them. She remembered that they were parakeets, not canaries. I asked another sister. She said she didn't remember any canaries, but she remembered how mean I was to her. My youngest sister doesn't remember having birds, but thinks that we had a pet rabbit. I don't remember that. My brother thinks we had a pet crow that talked. I don't remember a crow, but I remember we had a minor bird for a while that said, "Hello, sweetie pie," but he belonged to someone else. My mother says that she would never have allowed birds or any other animals in the house. I remember how the female canary ignored the male but chirped plaintively to a mockingbird that sang outside my window all summer long. A poem by Lewis Jenkins, Mockingbird, from Tin Flag, New and Selected Prose Poems, published by Will-o'-the-Wisp Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.